Brian Helsworth speaking here with former State Representative Janice Monticello, who is from the St. Louis area. She's a Democrat. She served in the Missouri House from 2010 to 2016. And she served with a Republican who was very highly regarded by not just Republicans, but Democrats as well, Representative Mike Lehr, who is a Republican who passed away. His funeral is going to be Tuesday, September 12th, here in Jefferson City. I'm Brian Helsworth. Representative Monticello joins us to reflect on Representative Lehr's legacy and his service. Representative, I know when I talked to you yesterday, you got choked up. You're a Democrat. He was a Republican. And yet, you guys were very close.
We were very close, and we both agreed from the moment I met him. We were there for children, and he was my chair in education appropriations. We served in several education committees in full budget together, and there were no political parties as far as we were concerned when it came to children and serving the children in the state of Missouri.
When you talk about him and you talk about yourself as well, in many ways, it was old school, looking at how you guys talked about education, and it really wasn't an R versus D issue when it came to that issue, was it?
No, not at all, not at all. And we didn't, and honestly, we did not even agree on education issues. We did. You know, we both were very supportive of public education, but there were disagreements on some educational policy. But we both knew that we were there because we cared and we loved children and we wanted the best for children. And so it was always a working arrangement, a mutual respect between the two of us when it came to having those discussions and working on that policy. And he was one of the good ones. it's a loss. It is a huge loss.
When you and I can see you're getting choked up, and I kind of expected that. When you talk about him, you mentioned he kind of was very caring, that he was a kind man. He looked out for you. Again, in a political environment like Jefferson City, it's pretty rare.
It is extremely rare, extremely rare. And I always knew that he had my back. You know, we had each other's back when it came to, you know, policy, but it went beyond that. He made sure that, you know, he came to me with Joint Education Committee, for example. I want you there. We need you there. We need your voice there. And again, it never had anything to do with politics. It was, we cared about the kids. And he was an amazing, amazing human being. And my time in Jefferson City was better because Representative Lehr was there too. He never lost sight of why he was there, and that was his constituents and the people of Missouri. He was a true public servant, and that's why he was there.
Final question for you, and that's a pretty powerful comment about being a dedicated public servant. If you look back, and I know you served with him, Representative, for 6 years, what do you think the biggest footprint or legacy he will leave on the state? Is it education? Is it another issue? What would that be?
Without question, it's education. That was his passion. That was his, of course, we all take care of our constituency, but his heart was education. He was a teacher. He was a coach. And those of us that teach and we have that passion, that's how we define ourselves, you know, teachers and coaches and parents. And he gave it everything he had and was just so dedicated to that and making sure that, you know, the children of the state were getting the best quality education that they could possibly get. We would go through those budget books and those appropriation books with just fine-tooth comb. How can we get the best bang for our buck for the children? Because, you know, as you know, we don't have a lot of extra, you know, dollars hanging around Missouri in those streets. You know, the low-hanging fruit had been picked quite over. But, you know, through those conversations and working with people and making sure that we were picking the best programs. And, you know, I know he worked with me. I would not have been able to, you know, make sure that that early literacy program was there as long as I had it not been for Mike and the trauma-informed, you know, dollars. And he just, it's a loss.
You're choked up.
Missouri, I am. he was just, I remember I was looking, actually I was looking back at a picture, it was our last day, and I wasn't really sure, I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be coming back for my final term, but obviously we knew Mike was, and saying goodbye to him, and I just went over it, there's a picture of me, you know, just saying goodbye with my arm around him, and we were both choked up, and he was, he didn't like all that stuff a whole lot, you know, Representative Cookson made a song for him, and I don't like that stuff. He really did, you know, it did mean a lot to him. He had a folder, and he had a copy of that in that folder. He was really taking it all in, and, you know, he enjoyed his time there. He enjoyed being able to serve Missouri, and I know he was so excited about moving to Jefferson City and being close to his grandchildren, who they were just his pride and joy. He just loved his family. He was a good man.
Represent very powerful comments. Anything you'd like to add?
Just thank you for this opportunity to honor his memory. I'm a better person because of Representative Blair.